and a pair of slippers, because I go through slippers a lot. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing incredibly well, because I am not. I am tired. I have driven to Paul and back. I have taken on that hour-long journey there and then another hour back home on Tuesday. I'm recording this late on Wednesday, because I once again forgot I have an episode due to release on Thursday. So I will get this up on Thursday. I will fight to do so. Even if it isn't the usual time slot, I will make sure it at least gets up on the day of Thursday. That aside, I am exhausted. The driving killed me. I am trying to get so many things done. I have people working at the house. Well, I live with my family, so my parents got people to work on the house and do the exterior and things. They are so noisy. Headphones don't help. To the point that my sister, who is in like a college, she had to go stay by a family member just so that she could get work done. So it's just a lot. That is what's been going on. But this week's episode is actually something I've been pondering on, if I can put it that way, because this week's topic is that the more you make small things better, the more things you want to make better. So it's basically the concept of constant improvement. And the reason I realized this was we went to Access Park last week, and it was a fun experience as usual. But for some reason, I was just like, I'm good. Usually I have more money. I'm more by a better financial means to buy my items. And they are so reasonable in terms of pricing. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. I know one of the stores we visited, basically 50% of the price slashed, because it was just the factories that are, you know, selling their stock. So they're just getting rid of it. And it's really cheap, but it's still excellent quality. And my key thing when we do that is leave early so you can spend a lot of time making sure the item is not damaged, because sometimes items that have been broken or damaged or something gets returned to the factory, so there's a chance it might be like badly damaged. A dress my sister took and looked at the back, thinking she'd wear it back to front and it would still look cute. She got it, she brought it home to fit it on and realized the front of the dress was basically torn in half where there was a seam. So we had to take it back on Sunday, because we'd gone on Friday to the shop. Saturday she tried to return it to a different branch and she got a voucher that she could use, and then she had them check where there was stock, and then at the factory shop there was stock, so we had to go back to purchase the dress again. So take your time, make sure you have time, and you can get a lot of things. But the point I was going with that long tangent was that I only got 14 new items of clothing, and that might sound like a lot, but over 3 different stores I got 14 items in total, not including a belt, 5 pack of socks, and a pair of slippers, because I go through slippers a lot. I threw away 2 pairs on dirt day because they were literally broken at the bottom, like my foot was sticking out. So aside from those 3, I got 14 items, and those are brand new staples that are going into my wardrobe, including a new shirt and pants and jacket. That would be an incredibly beautiful work outfit, so that's me manifesting the job, knock on wood. So yeah, that is 14 items, not a lot. I'm literally wearing one of the new items right now. It is a workout shorts. I got 2, and each I got at a different place, but they literally look like very similar, so that's cute. But I've been wanting to get more into fitness, and having a good outfit makes you want to actually wear it and then do the workout. So I've got that. I have a work outfit, basically. I have a jersey, a couple of t-shirts, things like that. Like, I was so strategic in all the items I bought that I'm just like, oh, I can wear that with that. This works good with that. This is a nice seasonal item for winter coming up. I can use this item as an upgrade and actually sell my old one. So it's a cycle and it's beautiful and I'm so happy about it. But the fact that I only got 14 items blows my mind. And I thought, like, okay, cool. I'm going to set a goal for myself to get rid of 14 items because I've acquired 14 items. And what I've realized is the more I purge and try and get rid of old things that don't serve me anymore, the more I want to be better in other aspects of my life. So yeah, buying gym clothes is gonna help me exercise, but when I exercise, I'm more conscious of what I eat and what I drink. So for example, today my mom was like, oh, do you want to share a piece of this giant muffin? Because it's like those big, you know, meaty muffins. And I'm just like, no thank you. Like, generous of you to offer, but honestly, no thank you. You know I'm trying to be healthy, so making good decisions, no thank you. And she was like, okay, cool, good for you, moved on, it's not a big deal. And so that made me consciously not drink as much coffee and tea throughout the day, and I actually gravitated more towards my water. I chose to make healthier meals with veggies and things, and everything is just a rollover effect. But it's such a tiny little thing that can lead to big changes, and it's a recurring theme on this channel, as you know, because I have multiple episodes that refer to it. But I thought it was just a good time for a refresher because it happened again in my life where I was just reminded of this, where making these small changes for yourself is great, and the fact that there's a domino effect making you want to make more changes is great, and the fact that it is such a personal thing to you and your journey in life. Because I just finished reading Khloe Kardashian's book, Strong Looks Better Naked, and I'm just like, the information in the book is not revolutionary. There are some things I learned, yes, but the one thing I related to most was her point of view. For everything, it was about her journey and her reminding you that it's you and your journey and how to make better goals, how to do certain things, how to make small changes, how to be positive, all those types of things. And she threw in little anecdotes here and there, personal experiences, things like that, and I'm just like, that's exactly it. It's you and your journey. No one else can make you do better for yourself. It's a personal thing. It comes from internal work. I feel that's something we need to be reminded of regularly. I'm going to do that for you. No one is going to make your changes for you. That sounds insane. Imagine walking up to someone and being like, no, you need to make this change for me. They're just like, but it's only something you can do. No, you must make this change for me. It's not gonna happen, no matter how you slice it. Like, they can be accountable, you know, help you stay accountable, like, oh, did you work out today? Or they could even make your meals for you. But like, if you aren't putting in the effort, nothing is gonna get done. So that is basically what this week has boiled down to. It has been one of those lessons where you need to kind of beat your head into a wall a few times before you actually grasp it. So hopefully I grasp it more internally this time. It's something I've learned quite often and I do like it, but I think I need to go about it differently because I'm genuinely someone who loves that all or nothing, but sometimes not everything needs to be done in an all or nothing manner. So I'm learning to just pivot slightly, rotate slightly, just like, you know, when people are trying to like crack the code on one of those turn dials on an old safe. Like, that's kind of what it is. It's just like one click at a time until you get there. So yeah, that is me. I had to hunt for the song of the week, and then when I started listening to it, it just fell into place. Kind of like everything, once you found your happy medium, like, you make all of these changes and suddenly you turn around and look back at everything that you've done and you're just like, wow, I did so much. Or other people are like, oh my word, you've changed so much. It's like, it took me like years to get your auntie, but thank you. So the song of the week, before I get off track again, is Spectre, Say My Name by Florence and the Machine, but it's the Calvin Harris remix just because there's so much more bass to it. And it's literally like it says in the song, like your colors will illuminate, you know. It's just like turning your head and looking at something and it looks completely different, and it's just beautiful and bright and shining. That's exactly what the phrase I said at the beginning is. Making small things better makes you want to make more things better. Like, that is exactly it. Small changes lead to big changes, as we know. But doing small things for yourself will make bigger things seem more achievable, if I can put it like that. Once you've done some of the harder things, you want to keep doing them. Or even if you haven't done the incredibly difficult things, you've actually just touched on it and been like, you know what, this doesn't actually look that scary now that I've maybe broken it down a bit more. So maybe try that. Anywho, that's all I have for this week. I will not tell you how many times I've had to stop, finish yawning, and then re-say. And then re-say what I had to say. I just did it. Like, it happened again. Even just saying the word yawn makes me yawn. So, I'm gonna get this episode done, and I will see you in what I will definitely make an on-time episode for the next one. But until then, keep being a better being and making small changes as you go. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.